This is Passport to Texas. Until recently, I didn't know hummingbirds ate insects.
Well, if you think about it, an animal that's swinging its arms at 72 times a second needs something to rebuild those muscles that it's exercising in there. And without protein, they're not going to build muscle.
So if you find insects such as bees snacking at your hummingbird feeder, Mark Klim says don't panic.
People get all excited when bees get around their hummingbird feeder. And bees are a great food for hummingbirds. I've watched them take bees out of the air.
Klim coordinates the Texas Hummingbird Roundup, a citizen science project with Texas Nature Trackers where folks like you help biologists take stock of hummers.
We ask people to take a look out in the backyard once a week, about 15, 20 minutes a week, and give us a count of what birds you're seeing out there. How many? What species? What are they using? And then if you see anything unusual, like you find a nest, you see mating behavior, we ask you to record it and let us know about it.
Download a survey kit and forms for the Hummingbird Roundup from the Parks and Wildlife website. While you're there, you'll also discover gardening tips for attracting hummers and a species identification guide. We record our series at the Blockhouse in Austin, and Joel Block engineers our program. That's our show for today. Funding provided in part by Ram Trucks. Guts, glory, Ram. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.